Welcome to the 24th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. And let me congratulate my sister on doing this for 2 years with me. Thank you, Sally. The Wood Sisters are glad to be part of Michael Funke's radio show, The Radical Songbook, which airs live on Pirate Butte Radio. That's piratebutteradio.com, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock Pacific time. But you can still listen to Sally and my episodes and find our typed recipes at theradicalsongbook.com. The opinions expressed on Cooking with the Wood Sisters are mine and my sister's, not necessarily those of anyone else. I'm Catherine Wood, and I'm in the kitchen today with my sister, Sally. Hello again, Sally. What fun recipes are you going to share with us today?
Well, I think since it's getting very fallish and cool outside and all of that, I was thinking of a nice fall tasting dessert that's a little bit different. So I'm going to make, it's called a one-step pound cake. And then I also have a recipe for a good warm fruit compote. You could serve with that if you wanted to. So I'll start with the pound cake recipe. And I'm not sure where I got it from, but I love pound cakes and I keep copies of recipes that I see and like and have quite a few to choose from. So if this one doesn't work for you, you can probably look up almost any kind you'd like on the internet, including sugar-free or low-dairy, all sorts of stuff. So make your pound cake, basically, is the beginning. And the ingredients are 2 1/4 cups of flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of zest from a lemon, lime, or orange, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 3 large eggs, 1 cup of sour cream, and 1 cup of room temperature butter, so nice and soft. So as it's called a one-step pound cake, you can guess that everything goes into a bowl. So we start with setting your oven to 325 and get it preheated. And then you should grease a fluted, like a bundt pan or a tube pan, about a 10-inch pan. I think you could also do this in a couple of loaf pans if you'd like to, like 8x5, a little bit on the smaller side, loaf pans. So put all of your ingredients in the mixer or food processor and mix them well until you get a nice smooth batter. Put the batter in the prepared pan or pans and bake it for about 55 to 65 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. When you're ready to serve, I'll give you the recipe for a warm fruit compote, but you can, serve it by itself. Serve it with fresh fruit of your choice, whipped cream, chocolate sauce. They're very versatile. So my second recipe for today is a hot fruit compote that you can serve with a pound cake if you want. You can also, a serving suggestion is you could slices of the cake and lightly grease it with a little butter or something else that you like to eat, and grill it. You could toast it in a pan and toast it till it's slightly golden so it's warm and a little bit crunchy on the outside. So the recipe is for hot fruit compote. Came from a food, it's called Food, a magazine-sized booklet that my mother got initially back in the 70s from the USDA Home and, it's a USDA Home and Garden Bulletin number 228, I believe. So for this one, you need to preheat your oven to 425 Fahrenheit and butter or grease a 1-quart baking dish. And spray, you can use cooking spray or whatever is your preference. The ingredients are 1 16-ounce can of purple plums drained, 1 16-ounce can of peach halves in light syrup or juice, also drained, and 11-ounce can of mandarin oranges, and save the liquid from those. You're going to need 1/2 cup of it to put back into the fruit. And 2 tablespoons or 1/8 cup of packed brown sugar, could be light or dark, it's your preference, 1/2 teaspoon of grated lemon rind, and 1 tablespoon of melted butter. I think that's optional. I've used it. I don't know what it adds to the fruit, and it kind of gets like a funny-looking greasy layer on top of the fruit. So I don't do that, but you can if you'd like. And you can also substitute or add canned or jarred fruit of your choice. Take your pick. So the directions for the hot fruit compote are place the drained plums and peach halves in alternate layers in the prepared 1-quart baking dish. Drain the mandarin orange slices, saving the 1/2 cup of liquid that you need for the put back into the fruit. arrange the orange slices over the other fruits in the baking dish. Let's see, mix the half cup of the mandarin orange liquid with the brown sugar, lemon rind, and butter if you're using it. Pour that over the fruit in the dish. Bake it in the preheated oven for 30 minutes or until the fruit is heated through. And you can serve that with the pound cake, or you can serve it all by itself as a brunch dish or good little breakfast. You could increase the size of the batch by adding extra fruits and things. The recipe is supposed to feed 6, but I think it feeds more like 10. At least that's been our experience as a family.
Thank you. I think both of the recipes sound good. I am a fan of pound cake myself. I remember our grandmother Polson serving pound cake, and I think it would taste good with the hot fruit compote in November when it's cold and getting chilly at night. And I know that our family has served the compote as a brunch side dish, but to have it over pound cake for dessert also sounds good to me. And you had said the possibility of toasting the pound cake. Would that be once the pound cake is a day or two old?
I would think so. You could do it when it's fresh, but it's so good when it's fresh. I would wait a day or two to do that. Yes. It makes a pretty good amount, so.
The pound cake does.
Yes. Yeah, I found this recipe probably at least 10 or 12 years ago, and I've made it a few times. It's a good pound cake, good basic pound cake.
Anything else, Sally, you want to say about the pound cake or hot fruit compote recipes?
I was just going to add a little historical note, having been a food historian a lot of my life, is that pound cake has its name because you used to use a pound of butter, eggs, flour, and sugar to make one. And that's how it got the name pound cake, because you needed a pound of each ingredient. And I think that would have been about at least a dozen eggs and 4 or 5 cups of flour. So it made a big cake, that's for sure.
I suppose to feed hungry people who have been working on the farm since early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I imagine.
It's been around for a while. And it's no wonder it's lasted all these years. People really like it.
And I was wondering, I didn't know that Grandma made them, so that's good for me to know, too. Maybe that's where my love of pound cake, those seeds were planted.
I remember eating it at her house, and I'm not sure she made them, or, you know, she might have bought them at one of the good Danish bakeries on Washington Avenue in Racine, Wisconsin. Yes, funny how food is so connected to our memories, especially comfort foods. All right, anything else you want to say today?
Yeah, I was talking earlier today, and I mentioned a source for really, at least they look really good to me. I can pretty much evaluate recipes just by reading them. There's a woman who posts on Facebook who also has her own site. It's sugarfreemom.com, and she has all sorts of recipes, and many of them are in addition to being sugar-free, are also they're keto-friendly and gluten-friendly and dairy-friendly. So I recommend her site to go look around and sources for substitutions and things like that for dishes you may be missing because there's dietary changes. And I bet she would have something there for you to give it a look.
Tell us the name she uses again, please.
SugarFreeMom.com.
Thank you. Thank you for joining Sally and me for our 24th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. Sally and I plan to return to the Radical Songbook next month. Please look for this episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters on Michael Funke's website, theradicalsongbook.com. And you need to include the at the beginning of that address. You can also find this episode's recipes for one-step pound cake and hot fruit compote on that website. By the way, my haiku for this month is available in the art section of theradicalsongbook.com. My haiku is always accompanied by an excerpt from our cousin Tim Fox's composition, Breath. Learn more about Tim and his music on his website, roaringforkjazz.org. Okay, Sal, take us out.
Thank you, Catherine. Our delightful theme music is by our friend Joyce Repsis. Until next time, keep feeding your bellies and your souls.